It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
All right, welcome in as we've got some people. Hey, that's a couple of drinks down now. Got three more. If you're listening, and I told you, you got to come in here and say, hey, baby, hey, Ron, I was listening. You owe me a drink. I got you. There you go. I got you. And I got you. I got the first five in here, but get on in here. As we are live here in Humble at Taquerias Arandas, inside the Arandas Sports Bar. Great food, great drinks right there. I don't know what my man ordered, but the beans look good. I see him over there. And, you know, he's out here. He's a mailman that's off today. He's a listener of the show out here having a good time. I ain't going to say his name out there just in case he ain't supposed to be out here on his day off, as he gave me the thumbs up. So hopefully nobody is getting him into trouble. But it's a good time to be had out here. And we got gifts to hook you up with coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. Your chance to win $25 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors. And as Clint will tell you, that's not all you can get with Academy Sports and Outdoors. Is if you come in here, you have a chance to win the ultimate prize here, the ultimate tailgate prize, courtesy of Academy Sports.
Yeah, it is a ultimate prize. It's $1,000 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors, as well as two tickets in the suite, Christmas Day, Baltimore Ravens, Houston Texans at NRG Stadium. So come on in. Make sure you scan the QR code. Get registered for that giveaway and see if you're living right. See if you can make it happen, because that's a big-time deal. $1,000 go a long way at Academy Sports and Outdoors, Ron.
Yeah, it can. And I'm telling you, Academy Sports and Outdoors, what they got rolling in there, boy, you can go from all kinds of things in there, from apparel to Stanley's to weights to all. I mean, that $1,000 can go a long way. Grilling, they've got it all in Academy Sports. So make sure you enter that for your chances. My man right here, he just entered to Clinton. He's got a chance to come up to the suite and watch that Ravens game with us. Also, a couple of things to pass across. This coming from the Texans, Clint. The roof is scheduled to be open on Sunday Night Football. So the roof will be open, and I listen. A couple of times we've had that. It's been a good thing. I think the Bears game, it was open that night. The last time it was Sunday Night Football, Week 2. So they'll do it again coming up on Sunday with the Lions. So the roof is open. So it should be a good time.
Man, it's going to be a wild atmosphere. Man, it's a monster game. As I said before, I think the Detroit Lions are the best team in football. Unbelievably balanced and really good across the board. Complimentary football. They got playmakers. They can run it. They can throw it. It's a really, really good football team. And the Texans, obviously a 6-3 football team, but a squad that they got to figure some things out, man. Been really good on defense. They're getting some guys healthy, but they've got to figure some things out offensively. Lost 2 of their last 3. Are the Texans for real? And when I say for real, I'm talking about Super Bowl contender even if it's an outside shot, can you with a straight face have that conversation moving forward? And as it pertains to getting there and figuring that question out, being the answer to that question, the showing Sunday night on primetime is going to go a long way, both here locally as well as nationally, man. It's a big-time opportunity for the Texans. Big-time opportunity for the Texans. That first-place schedule we talked about, I love it. Look,
it's a real test.
We have the SEC conversation, this conversation in the SEC all the time about how difficult it is. Hey, if you're a true Super Bowl-caliber team, then these are the kind of teams that you want to play. These are the kind of games that you want to play in and see how you stack up. And that way, when you do get to the playoffs, you know what you're up against and you know what you've got to do from a self-scouting perspective to get things right. So these are the games you look forward to, and I'm anxious to see how the Texans stack up.
Real quick on this, Clint, and I do want to get to the point I made that I'm a bit concerned about, and we'll get to that here. The injury report was just released for the Houston Texans. The injury report just released. Here it is. Full go, Azeez Alshire. So he's going to make his return. He's good to go. Out is Will Anderson Jr. Will Anderson Jr., my man right here, just almost lost his mind. Somebody get him a damn drink. Will Anderson Jr., who has not practiced all week, not a real surprise. He is out for this game. The only other person who is declared out right now is Damian Pierce. He is out. Full go, Jarrett Patterson, good to go. Who knew we would be celebrating that? But the questionables, there are six players that are questionable. Nico Collins, his designation is questionable. I think that's good. I mean, he didn't practice all week, came back today, and it is questionable with Nico Collins. Tank Dell has shown up on the injury list with a back issue. Tank Dell has shown up, has practiced all week, has not been on the injury list. He is questionable, listed as questionable in this game. Foley Fatakasi with the groin and the shoulder, he is listed as questionable in this game. Jake Hansen is listed as questionable in this game with that ankle issue. Jerry Hughes and Jeff Okuda, who just returned from IR, just like Nico Collins, they are both listed as questionable in this game. So, again, the only two people that are out in this game, Will Anderson Jr. and Damian Pierce, and then a lot of questionables, including Nico Collins and Tank Dell showing up there. So that is the injury report that we have at this point right now, Clint.
Yeah, look, that's there's a lot of this list is getting long again this year, but I think the pluses, man, Azeez Alshire being back, and now knowing you got your lead dog back at linebacker, you got your alpha on the defensive side of the football, your communicator, but you've also got some serious depth, and you can rotate these linebackers through freely. You can keep guys healthy for the fourth quarter. So not only do you get Azeez Alshire back, but you, I mean, and look, he's going to play the bulk of the snaps. But for right now, to be honest with you, you shouldn't hesitate at all to get him a breather at any point in time. So it's got to be a better situation for Azeez Alshire than what he left. He is back, was a full go today. That's big. As we roll down the list here, Shaq Mason was limited, full. He is a go.
Yep.
Jarrett Patterson, full. All 3 days was full coming off the concussion. He's a go. And then Jimmy Ward was full today. He appears to be a go in this game as well. So you're getting some guys back that I think are going to be critical offensively, whether it's Nico Collins or Jarrett Patterson. Those are both pluses, obviously, if they go. Those are both pluses in a sense of fixing the problems. And then you look at Jimmy Ward and Azeez Alshire, the guys that have backed them up, the guys that have played in their absence have been really good, but getting those veterans back along with the depth that was built during their absence makes this defense even better, man. So, that's obviously there's some tough news to stomach on there with a couple of guys, but you're also getting some guys back in the fold that should help you.
I got to be honest, as we just go through the injury report there, I'm really concerned.
Oh, worrying Ron. What are you worried about? What are you concerned about?
I'm concerned Sunday Night Football, primetime, NBC, Collinsworth, Mike Tirico. I am really concerned on what this crowd's going to look like.
What the crowd's going to look like?
I'm really concerned on what NRG is going to sound like. I have a real concern that this may be something where the Lions fans really take over NRG on national TV, on NBC, in front of the world, because it is not a good combination, Clint. Right now, let's just be honest, this is the lowest that we've seen Texans fans feel about the Texans since DeMeco's been hired. This has been the right now with the offensive line, what happened against the Jets, this is the lowest. We literally had people texting in about, hey, just don't get blown out. Just don't get blown out. And generally, in my experience, Clint, that doesn't equal Texans fans going out and say, man, we're going to pack this thing. We're going to pack this sucker. That don't usually add this up. And I did a little investigation. I went down, talked to a guy on our sister station, Orico Beard, who does afternoons. He's on the air right now in Detroit, and 97.1 The Ticket. I said, what you been hearing about Lions fans? He said, literally said to me, it's going to be a Detroit takeover. He said, I know a lot of people who are already down there, who are coming down there, and he said, be prepared to hear Jared Goff chants all game long. I'm just like, to me, this is a deal of Sunday night football. Everybody out there, everybody's watching it. And the worst thing to me is this to sound like Lion South, this to sound like Detroit South. I am legit concerned. If the Texans were rolling, I'd feel like, all right, the fans are about to come out and put together a real atmosphere. I feel like this might run into some of these games we've seen before, Clint.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I don't.
You think so?
Look, I think that's probably a radio fella that's had to cover a piss poor team for so long. He may be a little bit overexcited.
He said they've been traveling.
They got a good squad, and yeah, I don't doubt that they travel. Hell, I would. I mean, I'd probably travel too if I hadn't won a damn thing in a while. I think they'll rep well, but I just don't like. Here's the deal. We live in it day to day and cover it every day, and so I think it's a little more you use the word concerning. I think it's a little bit more present in a sense in our life because we cover it every day. Where I think the fans are, hey man, we're 6-3. Hey man, they're a little less worried about the protection problems than you and I are. I think so. I think
there's still a certain level of enthusiasm with the fan base right now.
Absolutely.
My man right here, he just shook it. He shook it off like he's concerned too.
I think the folks that buy tickets and the folks that show up and support in that manner, I think they're chomping at the bit for Sunday night football, for a primetime game, to get their ass out there and represent. Now, again, more pressure on DeNico. Danielle Hunter.
Oh, Danielle Hunter.
Danielle Hunter to shut them Jared Goff chants up, if that is what they do. But, yeah, no, I think –
Yeah, he texted McClendon. He said it's 45 – he said it's 45 degrees here.
They get down
in Detroit.
Come on down and play with golf, huh?
Trying to get down here. Yeah. Get out here and some of this.
Look, I don't doubt that we see some of the same stuff that we saw when the Saints came in and when the Eagles came in last year.
I hope it's not that bad, Clint.
Well, I mean, look, just for whatever reason, that's doable here. I think there's more to it than some services bought up tickets. I don't think a bunch of Texans fans that spent that money are choosing to not go to the biggest game that we've had in freaking.
This is huge. Yeah, you know, Sunday forever. Night football to represent the seat. Someone just texted in, Clint. I'm in 125 on the visitor side, season ticket holder. And yes, if you sell your extra tickets for a few games, it pays for the whole year. Sorry, but it's the way to pay really, really good seats to see all the home games.
Yeah. Well, there you go. There you have it. I don't blame. Look, I'm a break even guy too. If I spend a bunch of money, I love it. But I still think there's more to that. Like, we're not talking about a few hundred,
I just don't.
Folks that are buying seasons. I mean, if that's the case, like what he says, and I'm not calling him a liar. I understand.
You're talking about the text.
I know a lot of people do that, but I mean, what we're talking about, man, it'd have to be 10,000 people do that. I mean, there would be 10 or 15,000 seats being sold to accomplish what we're talking about. I just don't believe there's that many fans that are buying, that are that big of a fan. They're buying season tickets, spending that kind of money, and then going, well, let me sell the biggest games of the year. Like I just, I'm sure there's some,
and
I'm not saying I wouldn't be tempted if it were me. But I like at the end of the day, in order to get what we've been seeing, like the New Orleans Saints and the Philadelphia. I mean, the Philadelphia Eagles' chants were louder.
The Saints one was the Saints. The Steelers was bad.
Yeah.
The Chiefs was bad a couple of years ago. Cleveland, you start to get these cold weather cities that ain't got nothing to do. Somebody who's been from one, like to make the trip to Houston and come down here, it's 80 degrees right here. It's 45.
Play a little golf. Sit on a patio.
Sure, some play a little golf or some people trying to get out.
Maybe vape a bit on the patio.
Like, really know. Go shoot over to Urban Social right over there by the station, and you really know. Generally, they just take over. Just take over that bad boy is what it is. Like, someone just texted in and said, the Bears game felt like it was 50-50. The Bears, that's the deal. Is like, as you just said, man, you laid it out, man. This is the biggest game of the year. Like, your team needs you to be out there. And I just think it's a bad combination of the Detroit Lions fans. They have never thought they had a chance to win a Super Bowl more than they ever have right now. And they are traveling and rolling, and they've got a chance to come to Houston. It's an easy little trip. They maybe go there and have a little nice little time, put their feet up in the beach at Galveston and go hang out and do something, and then come up for the game and get out here and see the beautiful, 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 is my wife listening, the beautiful women that are rolling around here. Like, there is a, like, you can see that being a deal. And I just don't want to get in there, and we get in there Sunday, Clint, we looking around and it's 50-50. It's Lions fans rolling through. I just, like, if it was a 12 o'clock game and there wasn't nobody seeing it, that's cool. This is for the world to see. And I just hope Houston shows up, but I get the feeling like this is one of those fan bases that might try to.
Boy, you done got Astro Granny fired up.
Hey, get your ass out
she
there.
Said she, Astro Granny said, "Show as negative as it gets. Tell him to shut the hell up."
It's not. I'm just. You Astro call it negative, Granny. But I'm just saying. We've seen fan bases, the big fan bases in the league like this that are from a cold weather city that get to come down to Houston and take over this bad boy.
Hey.
And boy, more than ever, do they need a home field advantage? That home crowd, more than ever, do they need that this week? So, Linda, I'm sorry. I think I got good reason for it. All right, we've seen it. And Linda, to your point, we just had. Don't get mad at me. Get mad at this gentleman who just said, "No, man, hell yeah, I'm reselling it. I'm at 125, baby. I'm about to sell these tickets to pay for the whole year."
Well, look, I mean, here's the reality of it.
Which I understand.
No, here's the reality of it. You're a half-ass fan.
Tell them about it.
You're a half-ass fan. I'm not saying I wouldn't do the same thing. I like money, too. I like breaking even. I'm not
text
saying
line, I was at a Bills game at NRG. Felt like a road game at times.
I'm just telling you, if your approach is I'm going to buy tickets and I'm going to sell the most important ones to the most rabid fan base, and let them have a huge presence in what should be your home field advantage. Just call it what it is. You may be financially responsible. You may be financially smart. You may be financially winning, but you're a half-ass fan.
Yep. And
that's just the reality of it.
Our engineer, Matt, said he's seen Detroit fans all around the city already in here. And someone just texted in, "Go back to KC show." No, why don't you take your ass to the game? Yeah, no, I'm not going anywhere. My son's got a playoff game tomorrow, so I'm not going anywhere. You take your ass to the game Sunday. I'll be there.
You're not selling your ticket?
I ain't got one to sell. I ain't doing it. I do. And as much as some of you don't believe it, I do care about how Houston looks. And I think that's a bad look. If Sunday night football, when you know the world's watching it, it could be the game of the week, and it sounds like Lions fans are taking over. I hope that isn't the case, but I am concerned, especially after talking to my man Rico, said, "Oh, we coming, and we've seen it." All right, coming up as we continue here live and enjoying ourselves here, matchups to watch. There are a couple of matchups that you feel good about, or as Clint would say, matchups that you may get horny about for the Texans. And then matchups that you are a bit on the edge of your seat about trying to avoid for the Texans. We'll go over that.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
That coming up next. All right, welcome back in. There we go. Clap it up. Clap it up as people are...
Yeah, we love you too. Yeah,
yeah. We love you too. Thank you. Thank you for expressing your feelings towards us, especially me. We appreciate you coming out as we are here having a good time. Shout out. Clap it up for Rosa. Rosa is
doing
a great job.
Here.
There she clap. You can't clap for yourself, Rosa.
Sure you can. Sure you can. Hey. Hey, here's the deal, man. Get you another beer, man. They're on Ron.
No, you get one. Five different people.
I did five different people.
I said five.
I said the first five.
What are you
boy,
doing?
Boy, I tell you what.
What do you mean, boy? I mean, y'all heard it on the radio.
Did it sound like he meant coming here? I got the first beer. It said coming here, drinks on me.
I know Skinny Booger McFarland didn't hear it because he didn't walk up to me and say it. He would have said it to me. He messed up that margarita could have been on me. He would have said it.
I mean, I think here's the deal. Here's the deal. Serious business. The only way you get out of this is if you make it two per person.
No, I'm not.
You put an S on the end. No, without a doubt.
I said the next five that come in.
Drinks on me.
I didn't say that. Don't mean multiple drinks.
You did not say, come on in, I'll get you first.
What are you doing?
You said drinks on me. That's why I looked at you like, are you crazy? You fixed.
What are you doing? I said five. The next five. I didn't say it was unlimited drinks.
I think you should at least do two.
No, I died.
The man's doing you a favor. They're drinking beer. It ain't like they walked in here and got that, which I'm going to do to you.
Hey, why don't you sit these next couple of plays out, man, and just let me control it? Why don't you do that?
My bad. I'll get out of your pocket, Chief.
My goodness, man. I got three kids, man. It's Christmas coming up, Thanksgiving. We traveling. I went to the men's clinic on Monday. Had a great time. Come on now. All right. There are some matchups here. But by the way, again, get on out here. Taqueria Zaranda's here in Humble. Make your way on out here. It's a good time being had out here. We're getting you ready for this this Lions-Texans game. And you got a chance to win two different $25 gift cards to Academy Sports and Outdoors, and you we'll start our first drawing in the 4 o'clock hour. You have a chance to win that. So coming out, great food, great drinks as well. Enjoy yourself. All right, let's look at this, Clint, because there are some matchups in this game, and this is one of the big games of the weekend. As we look up on the TV, hell, they're talking about this game right now on TV. But, Clint, what is because I've got some in mind. What's a matchup? And people on the text line and on YouTube and Twitch, you can join in on this as well. What's a matchup that gets you football horny for the Texans in this game?
Well, now that it looks like Nico Collins is going to play.
It's going to start
with big body Nico. And it's him versus any corner they got.
Any of them.
Don't matter. I mean, you're talking about the most productive receiver in the game when he's healthy. I mean, you're talking about a guy that, for whatever reason, again, it blows my mind. I don't know why it's this way. I don't like it. But if Nico is healthy, then I'm here for it. Like, there is, no, without a doubt, when Nico is in, when he's in uniform and he's healthy, all of a sudden we throw screens to our wide receivers on something other than third and 24, right? All of a sudden we get the football out on some of the underneath routes and get it out of CJ's hands. And I think there is a direct impact that Nico Collins being healthy is going to have on CJ Stroud's ability to limit the pressure. And that everybody's like, well, no-ish. Like, obviously, right? I'm not talking about literally the ability of Nico Collins. I'm talking about the way that CJ shifts, the way that Bobby Slowick shifts. And so if Nico does play, that part of it really, really, really turns me on. And I don't care if it's Arnold or if it's Carlton Davis, the other corner opposite him. I don't care who it is. That matchup right there has the ability to change the game in one single play.
We're in the same breath, although I'm not as confident that Nico's going to play. We'll see. Just judging off the things that D'Amico said again, as we played it for you yesterday, you can check that out at the top of the show, 2 o'clock yesterday. As we played for D'Amico said for guys returning, want to have you practice all week, want to have you play. Now, this doesn't mean that they won't play. He's listed as questionable, so there is absolutely a chance. But for me, I'm not looking that Nico will play, but I do love Tank Dell, though. As we saw Tank Dell, who got over 100 yards in that game, Tank Dell, and see, you're talking about any corner. I'm going with Arnold. Arnold, the rookie. Clint, I think Arnold might be the player behind Laremy Tunsil with the second most penalties in the league. He is handsy. He gets penalties all the time. He is always mystified that he's gotten a penalty. He never. I mean, it is. I watched a game against Seattle, and he got a penalty like 3 out of 5 plays on, and it was on a player similar. Like it was. Tyler Lockett. Tyler Lockett and DK Metcalf. Yeah. He can't. He just grabs. He panics and he does that and he gets beat. So I am really intrigued. You go Nico if he plays. I would say Nico if I felt like he would play, but I think Tank Dell would really, and his quickness will really take advantage of Arnold. I love that matchup. Like if you look at it, if you're being honest, I don't know how many matchups in this game you love that go in the Texans' favor.
Right.
But this one does. And I mean, and really, like, any of those top ones, any of those receivers, like, I mean, I bet Steph Diggs may want to try to drag his leg out there to get up against Arnold. He struggles so much. And so I think he'll get a couple of penalties in this game. So that's one that really gets me going.
Getting Tank rolling last week, I think, is a silver lining in that Jets game, man. Tank getting rolling is – this offense is just completely different when that dude's rolling. I mean, the twitch, the explosiveness, I mean, he just brings a dynamic to the game that when he's on, nobody else brings it. And Diggs don't bring it. Nico, it's just a different way of winning, man, and it's special. So, yeah, getting him going last week was big.
What is there any matchups that got you on the edge of your seat when it comes to nervousness for the Texans in this game?
Yeah, I'm going to go back to our cover defenders, particularly our corners. I'm not going to pick on Jalen Petrie. I know. I mean, that's.
I will.
Well, yeah, I'll just leave it for you. That's I think an obvious one, but like I think Jameson Williams against our corners. I'm talking about our outside corners. Look, Derek Stingley. I saw something from one of the TV guys. Can't remember who it was talking about. You know, Derek Stingley, and there was only one or two balls caught on him in man-to-man defense last week. And I'm like, man, what about the ball that Aaron Rodgers threw out of bounds in the like second play of the game when Devontae Adams ran right by him? What about the ball that Mike Williams dropped? What about the ball that Devontae Adams dropped that was over the top, that was a 20-yard gain when he got behind him? I just can't go with those advanced stats on that. These guys scare me when it comes to a true speed receiver. And
yeah.
So Jameson Williams on either one of our corners, I think we got lucky early last week, and we ended up getting bit by it, but we got lucky early last week that it didn't happen in the first half. I'm a little concerned that Jameson, because this is a different level of speed, and they'll just flat run by you.
See, for me, Clint, I think the Texans are facing maybe the best slot receiver in football. I think that he might be the best slot receiver. Amon-Ra St. Brown, I think, might be the best slot receiver in football. And Jalen Petrie, that's a struggle.
He's still over here talking about slot receivers.
I am. That's a struggle. You got to press through. Somebody's got to be professional. You got to press through. Like I said, come on out, guys. But that matchup, as we saw, Jalen Petrie, Garrett Wilson got matched up. It didn't even take a good throw from Aaron Rodgers, and you see a touchdown. And then when the game mattered the most, we're watching it right now. When the game mattered the most, he threw up a ball and got matched up with their best receiver, and it was no chance. Now, I just literally watched it right now. Devontae Adams against him, and I'm telling you, St. Brown is just as dangerous in the slot, Clint. And that right there, if I'm a Texans fan, that if DeMeco and Matt Burke allow that to happen, allow Jalen Petrie to be locked up one-on-one in important moments, really in any moments, him or Eric Murray, I mean, that's on them. They've done it to themselves, because that they just can't let that happen. And that if they continue to play the way they've played, I know Jeff Okuda could come back. He is questionable. But if they continue to let that happen, I mean, they're just going to lose. I mean, Andre Ware has said that on the broadcast. They are just going to find themselves losing that battle. So hopefully they figure that out. All right, coming up, it is a football Friday, but not only when it comes to the NFL. There's some big games this weekend in college football. We'll take a look at those, some big SEC matchups. And then I got one, Clint, that's a big, big, big upset alert potentially coming up on Saturday. We'll discuss that coming up next. All right, welcome back in, beautiful people. We are having a good time here. Yeah, you can clap it up. Go ahead. Yeah.
One time.
There it is. Good-looking Dos Equis over there, right there, man. That looks like that's going down smooth right there. Good-looking time out here. You got any kind of drinks you want. You got margaritas, frozen, or on the rocks, whatever you want, man. You can come on out here. Great food as well as we continue to roll here on this Football Friday until 6 o'clock. Coming up here in the next hour, first time you'll have a chance to win one of these $25 gift cards to Academy Sports and Outdoors. If you have not done so yet, all you got to do is put your name, put it in our raffle box right there on the table. If you're on your way in, make sure you sign that as well, as we will be hooking folks up with that coming up here in the next hour. All right, we do this every single week. It's not just a Football Friday when it comes to the NFL and the Texans, but also when it comes to college football. And there are some big, big games coming up this weekend, and that's coming off of getting the first understanding of what the new the top 12 is in the playoff rankings. And now we're going to see what happens when teams lose, when teams we start to get two lost teams, where people fall, where people go, jockeying for position there. And Byron, let me get some of that CBS theme music. There it is. There it is. That puts you in that place right there. Clint, I'm going to start with what Tyler's was, and that is in the SEC. And I think many people think Georgia may be the best team in the country. Some people look at Oregon. I know you really like Oregon. But Georgia, they are going to travel on the road to Ole Miss. Ole Miss just got a big win last week against your Razorbacks.
I don't know how big of a win it was, but it was definitely an ass-kicking.
I was going to say it was a lot of big. It was a lot of points. They were in the 60s.
Quick.
They're in the 60s. But they host in Oxford, they host the Georgia Bulldogs. Any chance that Georgia trips up here, because that would be big, because that would be a second loss for Georgia, and they would fall. We saw it. Texas A&M, if they would have won last week at South Carolina, I think they would have been ranked number 2 or 3 in the polls, and now they're 20th or something like that. If Georgia were to get a second loss, that would really drop them. Clint, any chance you think Georgia trips up at Oxford this weekend?
Oh yeah, there's a chance. I don't think it happens. Yeah. I mean, I'm betting Georgia big actually, but there's a chance because here's the reality of it is when you look at their quarterback, he's got a turnover problem. And
yeah, Carson Beck, it ain't going.
17 touchdowns, 11 interceptions. He turned it over three times last week. They found a way to win the game. Now you go down to Oxford, you turn it over three times to Lane Kiffin and Jackson Dart in that group, then you're gonna have some problems. But I don't think it happens. Look, I'm betting Georgia big on this one. I think here's the thing. If you look at the season for Ole Miss, they play the bully really well. When they can go out there and they can run that thing up, they're going to run that thing up. And they drive the stats through the roof. But you look at them when they bump up against a team where it's a little bit more of an even matchup. Boy, it's a lower scoring game, and it's a much better football game. I think Georgia's too much. I think Georgia runs away with this one. It's going to be hard because so much of what Ole Miss does is predicated on the explosive play.
Yeah, I was going to say Georgia's defense, especially their front seven, is going to be a tough matchup for them up front.
That's the thing. Like last week, Arkansas never made them uncomfortable. Not one time made them uncomfortable. Georgia's going to do that pretty much at will, I think. And Georgia will have the ability to neutralize Ole Miss's pass rush, which, you know, a lot of teams, your middle of the road SEC teams and down, they don't have the ability to neutralize some of their guys up front that they got in the transfer portal. So I think this is an uphill battle. I think this is more of an uphill battle for Ole Miss, and I don't think they play well when it's an uphill battle like that. So I'm going Georgia big.
Yeah, I think Georgia, this is one to watch. We'll see what happens there, but I think Georgia does pull it out. But I think more with their defense than they do with their offense. All right, this is one to me that's one to watch. I don't think a lot of people look at it and think it, but I think Miami going on the road to Atlanta to Georgia Tech is an interesting one to watch. Miami, who is number four right now, they're leading the ACC. I think between him and Travis Hunter, they've got the Heisman Trophy, maybe front runner there, and their quarterback who has been special. But Clint, man, every one of these games they play seem to be at some point tight. Their defense struggles. We've seen Georgia Tech can put together things, and they play their way. I know they got that big win against Florida State earlier, but now we know Florida State sucks. They may lose 9 or 10 games this year. But I still think just the way that Miami plays with fire every week, I think this could be an upset alert between Miami and Georgia Tech. I don't know if they're the rambling wreck anymore, but they could give this. I think this thing is tighter than many. Game like teams that you think Miami should blow out, they seem to struggle with.
Yeah, look, I mean, if you look at what Miami's done is again they've done what they should against the lesser teams, but then when they bump up against Virginia Tech, Cal, Louisville, it becomes a one score game, and a lot of times it's teams that are just keeping up with them, scoring with the ability to score points with them. Because Miami's defense isn't,
Louisville aren't. They're not. Well, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but they got. I'm talking about more or less. They got the same
kind of
caliber players. Teams that have even remotely close to the same caliber players have had the ability to score a lot of points and make it hard on Miami. And so you got to think that Georgia Tech could potentially do the same. I think they fall closer in the category of a team that could go score points versus Miami and make it interesting. This is it's a wild season for Miami because so many of these games. Because yes, I hate the one score game conversations, but if you look at Miami's, theirs have been absolute thrillers.
Oh yeah, I was gonna say Virginia Tech was like a Hail Mary.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They had to stop. That it looked like he caught. They caught though. So we'll see. I think that's an upset one to watch. And then I think the big one, Clint. Number 11, Alabama at LSU, and these are two teams that have good coaches, good programs, but I just can't really nail down what Alabama or LSU are this year. It is hard. Like, they feel like they're not up at the elite level, but you see the talent and you think they could be.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm riding LSU in this game. I have no clue how Alabama's favored by 2.5 or 3, depending on what book you're looking at. I don't know how that. This is a night game in Death Valley, with a 6-2 LSU football team. It's gonna be wild. I've played at that stadium. I played in Death Valley. Hell, at 11 o'clock kick, it's wild as hell. The nighttime games are crazy. I went to the last time Arkansas played a meaningful game. It wasn't even meaningful. I thought it was going to be, but it was Joe Burrow, not the year that they went undefeated or the year that they won the national championship, but it was one of Joe Burrow's 2 years there. And it was nuts. It was absolutely nuts. And so I think LSU is a team that is trending in the right direction. There was a lot of newness. They had some injuries early on. And on both sides of the football, they're kind of figuring out who they are. And they're trending in the right direction. And I think Alabama is still – they're still – it's a juggling act with them of with Jalen Milroe and how does he fit Kalen DeBoer's offense. And I think it's just if you watch them, everything seems difficult.
It does.
You know what I mean? It seems like they're still searching for what their identity is going to be and who's going to do what and how they're going to do it. They're still a great football team, obviously, talented as hell. But it seems like they're still searching and grasping for who the hell they are, where I think LSU – is just they're chopping wood. I think they know who they are. Their quarterback's getting significantly better. Their wide receivers are getting healthier, and they got some, as usual, got some dudes out there. And, defensively early on, they weren't as good as LSU typically is. They were better of late. So I like LSU in this game, man. Yeah. Especially LSU at home at night, getting points, getting 2.5 or 3. Yeah, I like LSU.
And to go along with the text line, they will have a live Tiger.
That's interesting. I saw that report earlier.
I don't know
how I feel about that. Because as soon as you say that, like, this is the problem. The minute you say that, it's really cool, but the minute you say that, I'm like, who reinforced that gate? Who reinforced that cage that damn thing's in?
I'll never forget when Auburn played Georgia and they had Uga out, and Uga went and tried to bite the Auburn wide receiver when he caught a touchdown, and he was in the back of the end zone. Oh, Uga went tried to bite, like, yeah,
didn't Uga and Bevo get into it a little bit? The Longhorn thing's interesting enough. A Tiger's a little different.
Yeah, Ralphie's a little nuts too at Colorado. They have out there too, that big ass buffalo they have out there. What you got coming up at the 4?
Well, I think there's a matchup. We talked about matchups earlier. I think there's a big matchup in this game that ultimately again is going to determine whether the Texans have a chance in the fourth quarter. And it has to do with their head coach, defensive play caller. And we'll cuss and discuss that next right here on Sports Radio 6.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.